Coming to you every week with all things Brawl Stars, this is the Brawl Couple Podcast.
Everybody, to the fourth episode of the Brawl Couple Podcast. I'm your host Colt, and with me today is Hannah.
Hello everybody. Sorry we missed putting out an episode last weekend. I was out of town, but we plan to be back on schedule from here on out.
I'd also like to apologize for last episode. As if dead people could talk, that is what we sounded like. We were both just extremely exhausted. It had been a long week, and you can tell in our voices that we were very tired, had very little excitement, but that's not how we normally are. We're always excited to talk some Brawl.
Yeah, we've both had a really long summer, and I think it caught up with both of us that weekend how exhausted we were, but not so much today, and hopefully from here on out we'll keep this upbeat energy.
Well, let's go on and get into the news. Last week, we missed the 10-year Clashiversary challenge. We didn't miss it, but we were not able to talk about it, but we thought we'd go ahead and mention it this week. If you completed it, you got that Clash of Clans logo, that little shield spray. Me and Hannah had no problem at all with it. Did we do that challenge with Yami?
Yeah, I think we did do that with Yami, but that was probably one of the easier challenges.
Yeah, we only lost two games, and it was... Yeah, we might have even lost less than that. I don't know. It was. Yeah. Feels like so long ago, but... Some more news this week. The DJ Ems and DJ Frank skin are out in the shop right now. Hannah, I know you picked up that DJM skin. What do you think about that?
I am obsessed with that skin. It's honestly one of my favorites that I've ever come to the game. As soon as I saw it, I bought it. I had to have it. Yeah, I think it's awesome.
Yeah, I really love the skin. I'm really tempted to buy it. You know, the Supercell make skins are, you know, for... a good cause, I guess, because, you know, some money goes back to the creators and stuff, and it's one of my favorite Supercell make skins that is current right now. So the DJ Frank skin is also out. I think it's on a discount right now, ain't it?
I think it's on sale. Yeah, it is.
I already had it, so I didn't get the discount, but you thinking about picking up old Frankie boy?
I've considered it. Simply because now I have DJMs, and I don't even have a skin for Frank, but I, not that I play him all that much, but I don't have a skin for him, so I'm thinking about it while it's on sale.
Yeah, I have, I'm not sure what other skins he has other than, I know he has the caveman skin, but that DJ Frank skin is probably one of my favorites of Frank's, so.
I'm excited to see which Supercell make skin he gets. I don't know. I hate to buy DJ Frank and then like that one more, but I guess I could have both.
We're going ahead and skipping into the Supercell make Frank skins. The voting is now up for that. I have looked through a bunch of the finalists. I mean, there's an insane amount in there. Like, it is a lot more than I thought. And yeah. But there's some really good skins, really creative people. I'll be excited to see which one comes out on top.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. I saw some ones that I really loved. So there's a bunch of them that I'd be thrilled with.
I was scrolling through there before this podcast, and I saw an Ogre Frank skin, and it was Shrek.
Oh, that's funny. I didn't say that one.
I really don't know how you'd be able to... I feel like that would be copyright. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
But it was a finalist, so...
That would be cool, though. I love Shrek.
That would be hilarious to have.
Kind of makes sense. Shrek. A little bit.
I love me some Shrek.
I do too.
Some more news. We have 3 new challenges this week from the 15th, August 15th through the 17th. There will be a solo showdown challenge. From the 17th through 19th, there will be a duo showdown challenge. And from the 19th to the 21st, there will be a Brawl Ball challenge. What you will get for completing these challenges is a spray of the game mode. And don't worry if you are unsuccessful and are not able to get the spray. They say that Supercell says that the challenges will come back and you will have a chance to get the sprays. But, you know, we might put out some episodes on maybe some tips, brawlers to pick for those game modes. But
I'm really excited about the duo challenge and the brawl ball challenge. Solo showdown, not so much. I will probably lose immediately.
Yeah.
I'm horrible at solo showdown.
Solo showdown is just, it's so bad right now because everybody just wants to spin and team. And
I know.
I mean, it's not that fun, but me and you both love duo showdowns. So.
We've said forever we wish they would do a duo challenge.
So. I know they've done one before in the past, but I think that was before they were given like cool stuff like sprays and skins and stuff.
Probably didn't even do it, yeah.
But
I'm excited about those. I can't wait to do those.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Otis got a new star power this it was either last week or this week. It's called Ink Refills, which gives 33% more shots, or really it gives him one more little ink ball to shoot. And I find this star power to be a lot more useful than his other one, just because I think I was completely wrong about Otis. Me and Hannah both pushed Otis up to rank 20 this week, and it was miserable, honestly. Really, the best game mode that we pushed him up in was Bounty. But other than that, I think he's pretty weak. What do you think about him?
I do, too. I thought at first he was going to be on the stronger side, but, man, that was a struggle trying to push him up to rank 20. I don't know, like, he's not bad, but he is just weak.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have that star power, though, where he shoots out 4 shots. I've got the other one that makes his super stay in effect for longer. But I don't know. I'm not a big fan. He needs a buff, and so does Meg. They need to deal more damage or something. It's just, I don't know.
I mean, Meg is fine once you get in the mech.
Don't get me started.
Yeah, before that, she was pretty rough to push, too.
But, yeah.
And, like, Otis, you know, I feel like he's pretty good, like, if a brawler gets up on you and you have your super. But
if you don't.
Then again, his reload speed is pretty slow. So, like, you better have your 3 shots charged if somebody hops up on you, like
exactly.
A Mortis or any tanky brawler, but.
See, I thought with that star power I got that makes his super last longer that, you know, it would become easier. But you're right. I mean, he reloads so slow that, I mean, by the time I'm reloaded enough to kill him, I'm dead.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I really like him, though. I wish he was better because I really like the brawler. It's just he's weak right now.
Yeah. And like I said, like, Bounty, I think, is his best probably. You know, maybe there's a case for Knockout on some maps, you know, because he does have that longer range. But personally, I do think this star power does help him out a little bit more, just being able to do some more damage. But yeah, he seems pretty weak to us. But this week was also the championship challenge. And that would have probably been our topic for this episode, but unfortunately we were unable to complete it. Those challenges are rough. I mean, them are some, probably got some sweaty people in those things. Me and Hannah have never been able to beat one. But we played with Yami and we got to, it was the third map.
It was which Heist.
It was Heist.
Yeah.
Yeah, we only won 7 games and, you know, lost our 4 and we were done. But us and Yami have a vengeance now for the next championship challenge that comes out, and we're gonna do a lot better.
We're determined to win the next one. I've always wanted to win one, but it's rough. I don't know why. It's the first two modes are typically okay, and then you hit that third one and it's nothing but sweats. Mm-hmm. And it's, you don't pick the exact right brawlers, it's over.
Yeah, and it's not like that for the just casual ones, for like a skin or a spray or something. I don't know why those seem to be so much more difficult, but
I don't either be in the first round. Like if it was, I guess there's a second round of the same sort of thing if you win that one, but you think being first round, it wouldn't be that hard. Because, I mean, we're not bad at the game at all, and we can't even make it through them, so I don't know.
I mean, I wouldn't say we're pros or anything.
No,
but
we're
for
decent
sure,
you know, at the game.
For sure, but
we don't really have trouble anywhere else. But
next one that comes out, we will get further.
Yeah, I'm determined.
I know before we've won 12
yeah,
out
we
of 15.
Have. Yeah.
That, which is the furthest I think we've gotten. But
yep. I think today, we played it today. I think we just picked the wrong people. I think that was the biggest problem on the Heist map. I think we just picked the wrong brawlers.
And that, I mean, that Heist map is,
I hate that map.
You know, if you give the middle to the enemy team, I mean, you're throwing at that point. It's just,
if one team ever breaks through the middle, it's pretty much game over. I don't know. I don't like that map. It's weird. I don't ever know how to play on it, but anyway, we will next time. We will win it.
For sure. Well, that's all the news within the game right now, but we have some news for the podcast. We have now created a Discord as well as a subreddit. Our Discord, the link will be in the description of the episode, and so will the subreddit. The subreddit is r/brawlcouplepod, but, you know, we would love for any of our listeners to just hop on over on the Discord, talk with us, and one of our members in our club named Frostboy had a wonderful idea that we create like a friendly challenge, and the winner of that challenge pick the topic on the next episode. So
I thought that was a great idea. I'm excited to do that.
We'll need enough people within the Discord that are willing to do that, because I think right now we've only got a few people in the Discord, but you know, if we can get some more people in there, and we'll have a challenge and the winner will be able to pick the next topic. So thank you, Frostboy, for that idea. This is your shout out. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to Frostboy.
But that's all the news for this week. Let's go on and get into our Brawler of the Week. Hannah, who is your Brawler of the Week?
I'm going to go with Colette this week. And I don't really ever play her. She's kind of one of the Brawlers I forget about. Even though I see people playing with her all the time, I never do. And I like her, I don't know why. But I decided to try her this week, and I had a lot of fun playing with her. She is really good. She's strong, except, of course, when I started playing with her, we started getting matched up against teams with, you know, low health brawlers. And all before that had been like Franks and El Primos. And
yep, she's definitely better against the tankier brawlers, which it's very unfortunate when you play her and then there's not.
Yeah, that's about my luck. But I did have a lot of fun playing with her, though. And I decided I'm going to keep playing with her I want to try to get better with her.
She's very strong, and in my opinion, has arguably one of the best skins in the game. I love that. She's like a little devil skin. It was the one that was in the Brawl Pass, but love that skin. I do love Colette.
I do too, and I do love that skin's one of my favorites in the game too. Even though I didn't play her all that much, I bought that skin, but.
Well, it was in the
Brawl Pass. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that one last night.
I did buy the Navigator Colette skin.
Maybe that's what I was thinking. I liked thinking
the
of.
The pink hair NASA.
I do like that one. It looks like NASA. Yeah. I need to get that one. It's cute. But who was your Brawler of the Week?
My Brawler of the Week was none other than Bo. Man, I have come to love Bo. I feel like Bo, he's a fairly easy brawler to play with, in my opinion. I feel like he's very noob friendly, I guess you could say. But in the right hands, Bo is just dangerous. I played him on two of the maps in the Clashiversary challenge, and he was just dominating. His mines are just amazing, and I loved him so much that I spent my club coins and got him up to power 11, so pretty excited about that. Love me some Bo.
Bo is so good. He's always been one of my favorites, and it's like we were talking about earlier, he's just a good all-around brawler, and he's good for people that have just started playing the game. He's good for people like us who have been playing it for a while now. Like, he's just good. I played him today on the Hot Zone map in the championship challenge and did really good with him. He's good at Hot Zone.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, really, he kind of, you can put him anywhere, I feel like. But, yeah, I love Bo.
Yeah, he's up there in some of the best brawlers within the game right now, I think.
Yeah, I do too. And I there for a while, I didn't see as many people playing him, but I feel like he's come back around. Mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of Bos. But I'm glad. I'm glad to see him being played.
I still have... Well, I've spent like a few of my star... Oh, shoot. What are those purple things called that you get? Is it star points?
Is it?
That don't sound right.
The
things you get
from Power League, isn't it?
Yeah, and
is like, it star points?
It might be
star coins. I don't know. The little purple thingies.
I'm having a huge brain fart right now, but yeah, I've got like 40,000+ saved up right now. I was debating on getting the gold Mecha Bo skin once I get enough of those, but haven't decided yet on that. But
I don't know the name of the skin of his that I really want. You have it.
Is it the orange one?
No. He's wearing one? Like white.
Wearing clothes. White? Yeah. Is it Horace Bo where he's got yellow on him?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's a Supercell make skin.
I love that one.
Yeah, that one is really good.
The only one I have for him is the one that we won in a challenge, mm-hmm. but I really want that one.
Yeah. I do believe, I think Supercell make skins do come in through rotation.
I think so.
I'm pretty sure they are.
I'll have to keep an eye out for that one.
But I'm going to hit you with another Guess the Brawler this episode. So.
What did I get? 10 questions? 8?
Yeah, I'll give you 8 questions.
8.
Yes or no?
Yes or no. Okay. Okay. Are they new?
No.
No. Do I like this brawler?
Yeah.
Okay. Are they long range?
No.
No. Are they medium range?
No. No.
No, they're short range.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it a boy brawler?
No.
Okay. So it's a girl. She's short range. She's not new, and I kind of like her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do they have a gun that they shoot with?
No, they don't.
Is it Rosa?
It is Rosa.
Yeah, there we go. I do like Rosa.
My favorite woman within the game, yep. Old Rosa, which is perfect, which brings us into our topic.
Yes.
We are ranking the rare brawlers this week. We figured this would just be a nice, easy topic, and there's so much news this week. We didn't want to run the episode so long, and there's only 4 rare brawlers, and once again, we would have talked about the championship challenge, but like we said, we failed miserably. But
we suck.
Anyway.
Just kidding, we don't suck, but...
So, who have we got at number 4?
We have El Primo at number 4.
What do you think about El Primo?
I like him. You won't ever see me use him except Host. But typically, I'm going to pick a thrower on Host anyway, or like Jesse or Penny. El Primo's good, and I've played against some El Primos that absolutely kick butt, but I don't know. His range is so short.
Mm-hmm.
It is ridiculously short. So yeah. I don't know. He's okay in the right situation, but out of those, the 4 rare brawlers, he's last, I think.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think he's a fairly good brawler within, like, Brawl Ball sometimes, you know, depending on the map. But, and then you got the meme of the El Primo with the 10 gems jumping into the enemy.
Yep.
But, yeah, we just, he's strong, but he's just, I don't think he's one of the best tanky brawlers within the game. He's just, I mean, he can get up on people with that super and break walls with that super, which can be very useful to your team. But out of these other 3 brawlers, we think he does not match up to them.
Unless you're going to be able to very easily get up close to the enemy brawlers, he's useless. I mean, they're going to kill you. There's just no hope, but... Yeah, he's okay. He has some nice skins, though. I'll give him that. Like the one that's like a dragon.
Yes, I have the green dragon one.
Sorry, that was loud. My pillow on my chair popped off.
I have the green dragon one. Man, I love that skin.
I love that one.
He's got like there's a pink one with a rosado something. I don't know, it's Spanish.
Oh, you have that one too.
No, I don't have that one.
I know which one you're talking about.
I was like, I mean, I have the green one. Why am I going to get the pink one?
Yeah, so. The green one's probably the best, honestly. So, who do we have at number 3?
Number 3 might be controversial. We have Barley. We think Barley is one of the weaker throwers, honestly. I mean, he does have... He definitely got a buff to his range.
Yeah.
Because I remember when we used to play him, he was just like, you couldn't hit anything. But I just think there's better throwers within the game. Now, he does have some good control with his super. Like, we were watching some of the esports before this podcast, and there was a Barley and Gym Grab, and he was able to push an entire team back with his super just because, I mean, if you stand in it, you're just taking tons of damage. But we just think there's really better throwers in this game other than Barley. What do you think?
I agree. And I love throwers. I mean, that's my favorite type of brawler to play with as a thrower. And the only other thrower I'm going to pick him over would be Tick. And I just don't like playing with Tick. I don't find him all that fun to play with. But other than that, I'm always going to pick Dynamite, Sprout, or Grom over Barley. He is good, but I just feel like they're stronger.
I respect your decision to not play Tick.
Yeah.
we just, oh gosh, I just hate Tick.
I hate him so much.
There cannot be anybody in this game that does not hate him.
I hate to see him on the other team.
Yeah, they're fine if they're on your team. Yeah. But, I mean, the enemy team is just...
He is by far the most annoying brawler in the game.
Yeah.
It's... But, I don't know. He's... I'm not really all that good with him, and I just don't enjoy playing with Tick. So, I just don't. And it's out of pure hatred. So...
But, Barley, he does have some... There are some maps I will actually pick him in Heist.
Yeah.
Just because he has... There's some spots that he can... Because he's got longer range than, like, Dynamite and stuff. And, you know, that his little toxic bottle, whatever, the splash radius is enough to, like, reach the safe sometimes.
That's
and it's
true.
Just, it can be very useful on some maps, but.
Yeah, in Heist, it's always going to be either Dynamite or Barley for me. Mm-hmm. But typically, I will go with Dynamite. But Barley does give you that edge with a little extra range if you need it.
Mm-hmm. But. Who have we got for our number two?
At number two, we have Rosa, your absolute favorite. I love Rosa. I think she's great. Depends on the map. You know, she kind of needs grass. She needs closer quartered maps. But I don't know, though. I think I've said this before on another episode. I've seen you play her on maps that I would never have picked her for, and you did really good. So, I don't know. Rosa's just amazing. She's really, really good.
Yeah, you just really got to get to know her to play her on the right maps. But I think she could potentially be the best rare brawler.
Yeah.
But, you know, our number one, when we get to it, we'll explain why we think he's better. But Rosa, lover, she can just take absolute control of enemy teams if they don't have an answer to a tank, especially Rosa. I mean, when she's in her super, she's more tanky than a Frank.
Oh, it's crazy. You can't hardly kill her.
And then top that with her, the speed gadget or the speed gear and the star power where she heals health in bushes. I mean, she's just perfect. Absolute great brawler.
Yeah, she could have, I don't know. I struggled between her and who we put at number one, but kind of like you said, I have my reasons. I'm sure you do too. So, who do we have at number one?
Number one, we got Poco. And it's not that Poco is just, like, super strong. It's just when you pair him up with the right people, I mean, you can't kill him.
He's such an asset to the team. I mean, it's – I don't know. It's like you said, he doesn't deal that much damage. He's not that great by himself. But, yeah, on a team, he's amazing.
I mean, I've played against him in game modes I'd never play Poco in. I mean, like, I've played against him in Bounty, and, like, you're not, he has, like, no range, but he's just out there healing all his friendly brawlers, and we ain't got enough time to take him down, and it's just, it's insane. And then, I've done this, I've kind of abused it before, ran a Poco with a Frank and Brawl Ball.
Oh, yeah.
And it's nasty. It's, I mean, you can just, you know, here's the ball, Frank. I'll just shoot, I'll just shoot you. You go walk it in.
It's crazy. So, I don't know. I'm sure a lot of people could debate that he's not the best out of these four brawlers, but I don't know. I just feel like the others are good, and they're, I don't know, but they're not as much of an asset like Poco is.
Poco, I would say Poco's the best healer in the game. I mean, like, you know, Pam, the only other ones are Pam and Byron.
Yeah.
Right.
I think he's definitely the best.
I mean, technically, Barley, you know, he has a gadget that drops heals and stuff, but a specific healer, you know. We think Poco is the best healer in the game. I mean, super wide range with his super to heal your brawlers, and I mean, he's just, you pair him up with the right people and he's going to be an absolute nuisance to try and stop. So, well, that's going to wrap up this episode. Again, our ranking of the rare brawlers is number 4, El Primo, number 3, Barley, number 2, Rosa, and number 1, Poco. You got anything else to say?
I think that's it, but remember that the Discord link and the Reddit link will be in the description of this episode, and probably every episode from here on out, but
yeah.
Please come join it, and we will see y'all next week.
Yep, we will love to see you guys there. Please come join us. But that's all we got for today.
Bye.
Peace.